WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Newport Music Festival special series here on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, and happy as usual to be sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, hopefully everyone's listening on time tonight, as last night everybody had to change their clocks, daylight savings time.
That's so, right. There we go.
There we go. We hope we have everybody with us. So I think that's a good sign of spring.
Oh, amen, right?
So happy spring to you. And let's see what we're going to talk about tonight.
We're actually going to go all the way to summer and talk about one of the exciting concerts at the festival this summer, namely a recital by Sergei Antonov and Ilya Kazantsev. For many of our listeners, they know both of these performers. Sergei has been with the festival, I think, about 9 years now. Sergei won the Tchaikovsky competition, gold medalist in the Tchaikovsky competition, one of the most prestigious competitions in the entire world several years ago. Very impressive. And he's also just a wonderful performer and musician. Mm-hmm. And Ilya Kazantsev is this fabulous pianist who many people have mentioned to me over the last couple of years, how impressed they are by his performance, by his style, by his tone. He's truly a remarkable pianist. Little story about the two of them. They grew up in Moscow, knowing each other as musicians, and went their separate ways.
Hmm.
And many, many years later, found each other once again in the United States, and not only do lots of recitals together, but are two members of a trio. They're joined by a wonderful violinist named Misha Kalin, and they form the Hermitage Trio together, which is very exciting, and they've performed at the festival several times. So, incredible musicians joining together for this recital. This will sell out for sure. So if you love them, if you love cello, please buy your tickets now. It will be on Sunday, July 12th at the Newport Art Museum, a wonderful venue in the summer. It is air-conditioned, and that's always quite lovely to have in the summer. And this recital is really a lovely composition. They're going to start with several pieces by Clara Schumann. As a matter of fact, the group, the Hermitage Trio, as well as Ilya and Sergei, are both huge proponents of women composers, which I have really appreciated. So they're doing these three pieces by Clara Schumann, three romances that were originally written for violin and piano, and then they were transposed for cello. So many of our listeners know that Clara Schumann, wife of the famous Robert Schumann, mm-hmm. but in her own right was a virtuoso pianist long before she became his wife and was world-renowned. I mean, you know, European, and people knew her all over the place. She made her solo debut at the Leipzig Gewandhaus at the age of 11. At 12, was in Paris doing recitals, and at 18, she had toured Vienna as well. Again, you know, this incredible virtuoso. But she, under her father and I think other men at that period of time, was really quite put down in terms of her compositions. And she even states, "I once believed I had creative talent, but I've given up this idea. A woman must not wish to compose. There was never one able to do it. Am I intended to be the one? I think it would be arrogant to believe that. There was something with which only my father tempted me in former days, but I soon gave up believing this." Very sad, right?
Yeah. That's awful.
Very sad that she believed that women couldn't be composers. But nonetheless, she wrote these three wonderful pieces for herself and actually Joseph Joachim, who was the greatest violinist at the time, and they played these pieces together. So this is how the recital starts, and let's listen to these three wonderful romances, here played by Lisa Bataševi and Alice Sarah Ott. Again, you will hear them for violin. However, in this concert, they are going to be played for cello, with cello. It is Opus 22, and the three movements are Andante Molto, an Allegretto, and ends with Leidenschaftlich Schnell, which means passionately fast.
Excellent. We'll give those a listen. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Newport Music Festival here on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the Executive Director of the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, in the beginning of the program, we talked about this performance that's going to be held on July 12th at the Newport Art Museum. But one of the things we didn't do is tell people how to get tickets, because this probably will be sold out. They want to go to the website, right?
Absolutely. Please go to newportmusic.org or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Excellent. Don't be closed out, because these are not 5,000-seat auditoriums. These are very nice, comfortable places for the most part, particularly the Newport Art Museum. It's a nice place to go, but it's, you know, there's a limited number of seats.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that people have mentioned to me over and over again that they really appreciate about the festival. You are so close to the artists, right?
Right.
I mean, even the back row of our venues is closer than the front row of most other venues.
That's correct.
And I think that's really part of the charm of the festival itself, that you get to know the artists quite well.
Right. And yeah, you see them up close and personal.
Absolutely. And there's no third wall, as we say, you know, talk about in the theater, where the artists address the audience. And so you get a sense of who they are and what they are like as artists, which I think is really quite wonderful.
Excellent. All right, let's continue on.
So on this wonderful recital by Sergei Antonov and Ilya Kazantsev, they will be playing one of Richard Strauss's cello sonata. His cello sonata in F major, opus 6, written originally in 1881 when Strauss was just 17 years old. He was a musical prodigy, and he studied all the music of the masters, including Mendelssohn and Beethoven and Schumann, hence the Beethoven connection this year. So this piece was revised and first performed in Berlin in 1884, when Strauss was just 20 years old. And at the Dresden premiere, a short bit afterwards, Strauss himself performed with cellist Ferdinand Böckmann and wrote to his mother, "My sonata pleased the audience greatly, and they applauded it most enthusiastically. I was congratulated from all sides, and the cellist, Böckmann, reflected quite wonderfully in his playing how much he liked the work and plans to play it soon again in his concerts." This is a big deal for, you know, a 20-year-old kid, that, you know, one of the great cello virtuosos of the time is really interested in his work. And again, Strauss was quite groundbreaking in terms of his harmonies and things, so it was quite a big deal for him. It's so interesting for me that Sergei plays this heavily romantic music so beautifully. I don't know if it's his Russian soul, but he does. He has a real affinity for this kind of music. So we are actually going to listen to a recording right now that is Sergei and Ilya playing this piece. They actually made a recording of this piece. So we're actually going to hear their own, which is always such a joy. And the other thing that our audience should know is they'll be selling these CDs. So if you enjoy the performance, you can take it home with you, which is, again, quite wonderful. We're going to hear two movements from the Strauss cello sonata in F major, opus 6. First, we'll hear the opening movement, the Allegro con brio, and then the second movement, the Andante ma non troppo.
We will listen to both of those and take a short break and be back with more. Thank you.
Thank you.
It may be the beginning of March, but we're talking about July at the Newport Music Festival, July 12th to be specific. It's going to be a concert at the Newport Art Museum, 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Isn't that nice? What a nice way to get up and have a wonderful concert and then go out to lunch on a beautiful summer day.
I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we talk about these wonderful concerts over our series here at WCRI from the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, this is sounds like it's going to be a real nice one.
Oh, it's really beautiful. So the last piece on the program, we have encouraged, I should say, all of our artists to play Beethoven this year, at least one piece of Beethoven, even on their solo recitals. It's pretty easy for everyone. But what was difficult is that everyone wanted to play some of the same pieces, right? The Moonlight Sonata and this piece, which
is... Not all the pieces are easy, but there's plenty of them to choose from.
Exactly. So this concert ends with the most famous of all the violin sonatas, namely the Kreutzer, number 9, the last of Beethoven's violin sonatas, the most difficult. And there's a wonderful transposition for cello. And so Sergei begged for this one, and so he will end this concert with this piece, which many of our listeners know and love. It was written, again, originally for violin and piano, known for its technical difficulty, its unusual length. It's about 40 minutes, which is why it'll be the second half of the program. It's known as the Kreutzer Sonata for Kreutzer, to whom it was ultimately dedicated. But what's very funny about it is originally Beethoven did not dedicate it to Kreutzer, but rather someone else, and he had a falling out. And so then he dedicated it to Kreutzer. So, you know, the composer, Beethoven, had lots of sketches about this piece. And he thought about it, obviously, for a long period of time. And as he was developing and moving through all of his violin sonatas, you can hear the evolution. So originally when he wrote it, it was dedicated, as we mentioned, to George Bridgetower. And again, they had this terrible falling out, and Bridgetower sight-read the sonata. He hadn't seen the work before. There hadn't been any time after rehearsal, and Beethoven was very put out that he did such a terrible job premiering this piece. So they went out drinking after the concert. Bridgetower insulted a woman. Beethoven loved this woman. So they had this huge falling out, and then it ended up being dedicated to Kreutzer, and it's known as the Kreutzer Sonata. So just a little bit.
Doesn't sound any different than modern times.
Exactly. So we are going to end with the last movement of this piece. Again, you'll hear it here for cello and piano, as you will on the concert. We hope you'll join us on July 12th. It'll be a wonderful Sunday morning, and these two fabulous performers.
Make sure you get your tickets early. Go to newportmusic.org.
Or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
And we'll see you all next time right here on WCRI with Pamela Pantos and the Newport Music Festival.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.